Worship Radio 247.
David's Daily Devotional.
It is the devotional time, the daily devotional, and we're looking at Psalm 103, and we're still on verse 13. We're going to be there for quite some time. We've got 13 parts to this particular series, and today we're on part 3. Let's just read once again what it says. It says, "The Lord is like a father to his children, tender and compassionate to those who fear him." We looked at reading the Bible yesterday, and on yesterday's program, we also looked at compassion. And yesterday's title was The Father's Heart, Part 2, Knowing and Understanding God's Word, the Bible, and Reading and Meditating on it Regularly. Here we go with part 2. And this is going to sound quite strange to you if you are a born-again Christian, if you have given your heart to the Lord, but it is vital. This is a vital part of knowing who the Almighty is and understanding His heart. This is part 2 then. Understanding and having a genuine salvation, saving relationship with God by faith in Jesus Christ. I'll say that again. Understanding and having a genuine salvation, saving relationship with God by faith in Jesus Christ. Even looking at that title and seeing that word understanding is important. You see, if we are going to know who the Father is, then we have to have a relationship with Him. I love talking about relationship because relationship is so important. If you've got a relationship with someone that you speak to once every 6 months, then you don't have a relationship with them. They're just acquaintances. If you have a relationship with someone and you speak to them two or three times a day, then you're beginning to understand that you've got a relationship with that person, whoever it happens to be. If you're married and never speak to your husband or wife because you live apart, then you don't have a relationship anymore. That relationship has broken down. Because we can only have a relationship by communication. We can only have a relationship with the living God by communicating with Him, beloved. It's absolutely no good to say, "Well, you know what, I go to church on Sunday every so often." In actual fact, I have spoken to people who have said these words to me. They've said, "I go to church at Christmas and Easter. I always go to the Christmas celebration, the Christmas Eve watch night service, and I go to church at Easter, and I'm a Christian." Really? Really? Well, I would doubt that, but I'm not here to judge. I can't judge someone because they say that they are Christian when they go to church twice a year. I'm not here to judge them at all. And I'm not here to judge you either. What I'm here to tell you is, I believe understanding and having a genuine salvation-saving relationship with God by faith in Jesus Christ is vital to understand the Father heart of God. If you don't have a relationship with the Almighty Father, how can you say that you're a Christian? That is the question I'm asking. Maybe I'm wrong on this, but this is how I feel. This is what I think right now. And I believe these 12 steps are the steps that are going to help us understand who God is, understand who He really is, and to begin to understand His heart. Yesterday we looked at looking at the Bible. Reading the Bible is vital because that is the way that God communicates with us, I believe. It certainly is one of the ways that God communicates with us. But also, understanding and having a genuine salvation, saving relationship with God through faith in Jesus Christ, I think, is just as vital. And you may well say that I'm a religious fanatic here. Well, let me tell you, I'm not religious and I'm not a fanatic, but I can tell you that I have a saving relationship with Jesus Christ. And I have a relationship with Almighty God because of that. I communicate with God all the time. I'm always saying, Father, help me out in this situation, please. I'm always communicating with my dad. I don't communicate with him for hours and hours and hours and hours and hours, I have to say. I mean, I have been to the Wailing Wall in Jerusalem, and I have seen the way those wonderful guys stand before the Wailing Wall and they pray for hours and hours and hours and hours and hours and hours on end. But I take issue with what they're doing. I want to take you real quick to a verse. And I'm trying to think of the verse right now. Yep, I've got it. Go with me to Matthew, the 5th chapter. Let's just find this. You can tell this is live, can't you? Matthew, the 5th chapter. And go to about verse 4-ish. I think it's verse 4. No, actually, it's not the 5th chapter at all. I do apologize. It is the 6th chapter we're going to jump to real quick, about verse 4. And in fact, it's verse 5. But I want you to hear what Jesus says, these words. He says, when you pray, don't be like the hypocrites who love to pray publicly on street corners and in synagogues where everyone can see them. I tell you the truth, that is the only reward they will ever get. Verse 7 says, when you pray, don't babble on and on and on as people of other religions do. Don't babble on and on and on as people of other religions do. Now, I'm saying that the people at the Wailing Wall, I don't understand Hebrew, so I don't know if they're babbling on and on and on, but they seem to me to say the same words over and over and over again. They're repeating prayers. I don't believe when we communicate with our Heavenly Father, we have to do that. I believe we have to tell Him where we are, what we're doing, and how we feel. He already knows, beloved, how we feel. But I believe that we've got to say to Him whatever is on our heart. I also believe this, that before we even open our mouths, the Lord God Almighty knows what's on our heart. Why? Because we have a relationship with Almighty God. Many people have said to me, I never hear God speak. He never talks to me. Well, may I humbly suggest it's because you don't communicate with Him enough? Just a thought. But what I want to do at the end of this message is for all of us, and this is going to sound really strange because I'm going to do this too. I want for all of us to reconnect with the Heavenly Father. I believe we made a stand this morning, or this, if you're listening in the States, it is this morning, but on this live show, in the first hour, we looked at forgiveness and we heard a very powerful testimony. If you've missed that, you need to wait until the show is repeated, and then you're going to hear that testimony and that prayer, because it was so, so, so powerful, I can't tell you. But what I want us to do now is, because of this second step that we're looking at, this part three of the Father's heart, understanding and having a genuine salvation, saving relationship with God by faith in Christ, I want us to reconnect and renew that commitment that we made. And maybe you're listening and you're thinking, I've never made a commitment to the Lord Jesus Christ. I have never, ever, ever said to the Lord, come into my heart. And if you're going to do it for the first time, that is wonderful as well. That is a miracle. And I want us all to reconnect with the Lord by saying this prayer. It's a simple prayer. And we're just going to invite the Lord Jesus Christ to come into our hearts. We've looked at verse, we've looked at the first line, we've looked at the first part, which is knowing and understanding God's word. And we now know that we need to connect with God through the Bible. But now we're going to connect with Him in a practical way, beloved. We are going to connect with Him in such a practical way by saying to Him, Almighty God, come into my heart and make me brand new. And I want your life to be transformed as we get rid of this blockage that is above us sometimes. This blockage where the Father can't hear us when we pray because there is this blockage. We're going to break down walls, beloved, by doing what we're going to do. And I believe, and I felt this right from the beginning of the program, that the Lord is going to be healing someone of something. And I don't know what it is, and I don't know what you're being healed of. But I believe there is healing happening today, live on this program. Oh, glory to God, hey. Glory to God. Okay, let's do this then. Just say these words. Heavenly Father, I ask you now to come into my heart and rescue me. Come into my heart, Lord Jesus, and make me brand new. And I ask you to forgive me for all the sin in my life. And I promise you, right now, in Jesus' name, I will continue to follow you for the rest of my life. I will follow you, Lord, from this day forward. And I will never walk away. Make me new, Lord. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen and amen. Oh, Lord, you are wonderful. Thank you, Jesus. This is Hillsong and a wonderful song called All the Heavens. Be blessed in Jesus' name as you listen to this now. Hallelujah. Hallelujah and glory to God. If you responded to that prayer, please let me know. I'd love to hear from you. studio@worshipradio247.org. studio@worshipradio247.org. And we have just now set up a page on Facebook. And if you're on Facebook, I'd love you to like that page. That would help us.